Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran is not intimidated by U.S. threats.
Iran is not intimidated by any of U.S. threats. It is true that Iranians have been under economic pressure in the past few months, and this pressure may be felt in the next few months too. However, the Iranian government is doing its best to reduce these pressures. The government will foil the threats with the help of all Iranians, especially those active in the economic sector.
Rouhani made the remarks at a cabinet meeting. He said U.S. pressure on Iran is temporary, while Tehran's relations with its trade partners are permanent. Rouhani noted that Washington cannot make decisions for the region and other nations. He said the U.S. will definitely fail in its plots against Iran. The Iranian president underlined that Washington, unlike what it claims, can neither stop nor bring down Iran's oil exports to the level it wants. Rouhani's comments came ahead of November the 4th, when the U.S. is set to impose a second round of sanctions on Iran, especially on the country's oil sector. Crossing over right here in Tehran, joined by Mustafa Khoshchashm, journalist and political commentator. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of the Iranian president's comment? And basically, not only is Iran not intimidated, but actually will not succumb to the U.S. pressure in the way that the U.S. thinks it can when looking at basically sanctioning the oil industry in Iran.
Hello, Marcia, and thanks for having me. Well, there are good reasons to believe that President Rouhani's comments today were not meant for the purpose of propaganda, but were based on facts that are agreed upon by foreign policy experts across the aisle. You know, for the sanctions to be successful, they need to be universal and receive universal support from as many countries as possible first. And it's no secret that due to Donald Trump's alienating and antagonizing policies, the United States is at loggerheads with the Chinese due to his election campaign, you know, using cries, the United States is not in good terms with Russia, and it's experiencing problems and deteriorating relations even with NATO allies in Europe. So the United States is not accompanied, is not receiving, you know, the support of, that it desires from the international community for sanctioning Iran. In the meantime, Iran has earned and collected very good experience in coping and bypassing sanctions, since it took the United States some nearly two decades, to develop the sanctions and mechanism and structure and the legal aspects that it needed to work on the sanctions. So each time Iran was, you know, confront the new sanctions, but this time, when they were completed at the time of Obama, Donald Trump is reimposing or trying to reimpose the same sanctions. So Iran has earned a very good experience in bypassing and coping the sanctions. In the meantime, the Europeans have vowed to provide Iran with banking facilities through these special purpose vehicle mechanisms to you know, send back Iran's crude revenues to Iran. The second major point here is that sanctions are not the objective per se. They work, according to their architects in Washington, they work when they are accompanied by a credible, valuable exit door, that is, offer of talks. While we know that Mike Pompeo and others, they have raised the offer of talks with over a dozen prerequisites that, in terms of Washington foreign policy experts even, they are ridiculous, and they mean that they have to be rejected even before the start of the talks. So this is a disingenuous offer of talks. So we could say that the sanctions are used raw and inexperienced way as possible. And that's why many of architects of these sanctions are expressing growing worries that this weapon of choice for the United States might be jeopardized in such ways that it would this sharp weapon might be made blunt and would be taken off the menu for even future U.S. administrations.
Well, Mustafa, why do you think that the United States, I mean, basically, the Islamic Republic of Iran has been sanctioned almost as long as the existence of the Islamic Republic? And the United States obviously has seen that it has not been successful in the way that it wanted, because, of course, the ultimate goal of those sanctions for Washington is what it calls regime change. And obviously, the Islamic Republic is still standing strong. So why do you think that Washington continues to come back to the same tool that it's used time and time again and was not successful?
Well, this is Donald Trump's strategy. Donald Trump's strategy, both at home and abroad, is fear and divide. This is the tool that he's been using in business. When he was a businessman, he has taken it, the same tactic to the political arena. So he believes that if he intimidates Iran and if he raises the costs for sponsors and supporters of Iran, including those that are good in good terms with Iran economically and politically, like the Chinese and the Russians, then he could wear off support for the Islamic Republic and he could force Tehran to come back, to go back to the negotiating table, to agree to a new deal that would be, you know, sealed Donald Trump. But the point is that for going to talks, everyone knows that there needs to be confidence building. And at a time when Donald Trump has ruined even the slightest and the smallest particles of trust that could be brought about by the JCPOA through his abrogation of the deal so illegally, there is no confidence and trust, not only from the side of Iran, but from the side of the international community. Okay. In the meantime, the United States is trying to win the heart of its Arab allies, like the Saudis, as well as the Israelis, in order to help him back with money and political support in Washington.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Tehran. Mustafa Khoshesh, journalist and political commentator.